And you know what you call that bone in a chicken that is that the kids like to break?
That'd be in the leg of the chicken, wouldn't it?
No, but this is a a bone that's in the it's in the breast of a chicken, and they you know that it's shaped something like a slingshot, and kids like to get it. It's shaped like a fork, you know, and they each one pulls on one end of it.
Well, which wishbone they call it?
Yeah. And the all of the edible insides of a chicken, you know what they call that? One word for all of them. And the time when animals are fed on the farm, you know what that's called?
No. Okay.
Did you have any children?
My father, three.
Okay. When they were outside playing outside, you know, you want them to come in and eat. How would you summon them to come in?
I'd tell them, come in and have your supper, or come in and have your dinner, or come in and have your breakfast.
Okay. And how about if they were just in another room? You were in the kitchen.
Yeah.
And then what would you say to them if they're just in another room? You just would call to them.
Oh, they might be in the dining room.
Yeah.
I tell them, come out of the dining room into the kitchen.
Okay. And now, if you, you remember when you were a kid and you went over to someone's house, you know, you wanted to call a friend. You wanted a friend to come out and play, let's say, but you didn't want to go up and ring his doorbell or knock on his door, and you might just call him from the street.
I call him, come on, Johnny, out and play.
All right, and if you're playing ball on a playground, you know, and the ball went way down at the other end, and you wanted someone to return the ball to you, what might you call?
I'm trying to throw the ball back to me.
And if you were walking down the street and someone's walking in front of you and you wanted to get that person's attention, what might you just holler at them?
Say, wait a minute, I want to speak to you.
Okay, or if you just wanted to, say a man dropped something. Say a man's walking in front of you, drops something. You might just call.
Oh, I say, here I found something you dropped.
Okay, but would you ever use something like, hey, or, hey there, or something?
Oh, yeah, I thought that's old, hey, that's an old expression.
All right. Now, what is the worst exclamation, you know, of disgust that you've ever heard a person use?
The sun?
The nastiest thing you ever heard a person say, let's say he's hammering a nail and he hits his finger or something like that.
Oh, the nastiest?
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be a curse word.
Yeah. Well, what, can you think of the one that would be the worst one you've ever heard?
Well, the one that most everybody uses now when they're mad, they always call one another son of a bitch.
Okay.
But I never use that in my life.
Okay.
But the people do use it.
All right. And how about for an exclamation of contempt, this would be when the nastiest name you've ever heard one person call another one.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you know, mad. One person's mad at another person. You might call him something. What would that be?
Well, you could call him just like a, you could call him a bastard or, you know, any kind of bad name you want.
Mm-hmm. But could you think offhand what you think is the worst one?